Sue Chin. And we'll discuss evolutionary, using transcriptomics to elucidate some of the evolutionary correlations in POA.
All right, thanks for the introduction. My name is Shu Chen. I'm from the Department of Crop, Soil, and Environmental Science at Auburn University. And my advisor is Scott McElroy. And he's a wheat and turf scientist. And I just heard from Tony that he said there's limited funding in oat, but actually there's much less funding in wheat science. But we do what we got. Poa annual, commonly known as annual bluegrass, is a notorious wheat species in turf and lawns. It forms light green patches in the turf and lawns and greatly decrease the texture and appearance. But also, poa annual is very interesting research material because of its global distribution, extensive adaptability, high phenotypical variation, and also L. tetraploidy origin. About poa annual's origin, the most popular theory is that poa annual is an allotetraploid species that originated from two diploid parents, Poa supina and Poa infirma. And this theory is first raised by Nenfeld in 1937 and later supported by Tooting in 1952 and 1957. And more recent phylogenetic studies also confirm this theory. The major doubt casted on this theory is from Cauchy in 1968. He raised an alternative theory that poa annual is originally from an unknown species and from either supina and infirma. So in my presentation today, I will just mainly focus on three questions. Is poa annual originated from poa supina and poa infirma? Or is it possible that there is an unknown species that contributed to poa annual's origin? And which is the maternal parent? And when did the origin occur? And we know that these three questions have been discussed previously, but today we'll try to use next generation sequencing to review these questions in a much bigger magnitude and provide some new perspectives. So first, we did the whole transcriptome sequencing for these three poa species. First, we extracted the total RNA from the leaf tissues using TRACER method and BioCDN libraries from it and sequenced them in Illumina HiSeq 2000 in 100 base pair ends. And this table here shows numbers of raw reads and trimmed reads. And then we used four de novo assemblers to and with different camera sizes and different levels of normalizations and to assemble those trimmed reads. And then we combine all those assemblies and process them through the CD-HIT EST and evidential gene pipeline. This process removed most of these redundant sequences and selected the best transcript set and combined them into two sets, a main set that contains the unique gene sequences and an alternate set that contains the possible isoforms. And this table here shows the total counting number and N50 values of the main set from poa annual, poa supina, and poa infirma. And this figure below here is the build-up of the poa infirma main set. As we can see here, each assembly made considerable contributions to the main set, which means that each de novo assembler and parameter set has its own advantage in assembling certain genes. And for the annotation part, we blasted the main transcript sets with a non-redundant protein database from NCBI and processed the BLAST-X results to the mapping and annotation in BLAST2Go. And now we've got all those raw reads, assemblies, and annotations. We'll try to answer the three questions. First, is poa annual originated from poa supina and poa infirma? And Mao and Half had did phylogenetic studies on two chloroplast genes and two nuclear genes and verified that poa supina and poa infirma has the closest correlations with poa annual. Here we kind of shoot in a different angle. We use homologous variations in a typical L-touchable origin to deploy parents cross and made a hybrid deploy. And then this hybrid went through a genome duplication and became L-touchable. And in this L-touchable, each nuclear gene should have two homologs. Thus, there will be homologous differences within those nuclear genes. So if polyannual is originated from polysupina and polyinfirma, then these differences should be able to explain by the differences between polyinfirma and polysupina. So we mapped the polyannual reads to the polyannual assemblies, and we caught and we extracted 151 highly expressed nuclear genes, and we found 1,688 SNPs from these mappings. And among these SNPs, 1,485 of them, which is about 88%, is able to be explained by differences between polyinfirma and polysupina. So if there is an unknown species that contributed to the origin, as Cauchy suggested, then these species should have higher levels of sequence identities with polyannual than polysupina and polyinfirma do, and also it will need to be able to explain the homologous variations as well as polysupina and polyinfirma do. And if these species can do so, and I highly doubt that it will be a species that is distinguishable from polysupina or polyinfirma. So the answer to my first question is yes, polyannual is originated from polysupina and polyinfirma. And now let's proceed to our second question, which is a maternal parent. In 1957, Tutin proposed polysupina as the maternal parent based on the flower structures. And while in 2012, Mao and Half proposed polyinfirma as the maternal parents based on the phylogenetic studies of two chloroplast genes. And here we extended this research in a much bigger magnitude. We extracted all the chloroplast genes from our polyannual assemblies and constructed them into a complete chloroplast scaffold. And then we mapped the polysupina and polyinfirma reads to these scaffold. And we found that much significant lower numbers of SNPs, deletions, and insertions in polyinfirma reads, polyinfirma mappings. So this means that the polyinfirma chloroplast genes has much higher level of sequence identity with polyannual. And thus, the answer to our second question is that polyinfirma is more possible to be the maternal parent. And about the third question, when did the origin occur? So as you know, polysupina and polyinfirma resides in isolated regions. Polysupina resides in the mountain regions of Alps, and polyinfirma resides in the Mediterranean regions of coastal Europe. And Tutin raised the idea that during the warm seasons of glacial period, and the glacial movement brings brought polysupina to the Mediterranean regions where polyinfirma resides, and triggered the original polyannual. And he also took a guess about the origin date, which is quaternary glaciation period, happened 2.4 million years ago. And here to estimate the origin date, we first tried to assemble the transcripts for two homologs in polyannual. First, we mapped polyannual reads to the assemblies of polyinfirma and polysupina, and then we used the same assembling strategy to assemble those reads into contigs. Then we referred to the genes that was used to estimate the origin date in the for the genome duplication event in ZMAIS, and we extracted the same genes from the assemblies of polysupina, polyinfirma, and the two homologs in polyannual. And together with the ZMAIS genes, we built phylogeny trees. And we pull the we use the divergence dates between the homologs and their parent donors, and we pull those divergence dates together and calculate the means and 95% confidence. And using the 95% confidence, we offered a rough time frame where the origin occurs, which is 0.06 to 0.88 million years ago. This time frame overlaps with the last glacial period, which is 0.12 to 1.1 million years ago. So to sum up, first would be the whole transcriptome references for Pole Annual, Pole Supina, and Pole Inferma as a transcriptome references for further researches in weed research. And these references will be available in NCBI and also will be available in the weed genomic website at Auburn University that we try to build. And also we use the extensive homologous SNPs comparison to verify the origin of Pole Annual from Pole Supina and Pole Inferma. And by a comprehensive chloroplast gene mapping, we suggested that Pole Inferma is more likely to be the maternal parent. And also by phylogenetic studies, we offered a rough time frame for the Pole Annual origin date, which is 0.06 to 0.88 million years ago. In the future, we will try to use the substitution rate over the whole transcriptome to give a more precise estimation of this origin date, but depends on the current results. This time frame is much more recent than the quaternary glacial period. So in the end, I would like to thank Dr. Sean Bushman in the USDA for kindly providing the seed of Pole Supina and Pole Inferma, and also our undergraduate student worker, Tony Benhart, for helping us to build the weed genomic database online. And this is a snapshot of our weed genomic database at this point of time. This is a it only has very basic functions. You can only search for sequences using the gene descriptions. But in the future, we'll try to add more functions such as blast search and summaries about herbicide-resistant genes. And you're welcome to use that and give us your feedbacks and suggestions. And also, if you have any questions about my presentation today, I'm happy to answer them now. Yes, there are. Actually, Mao and Huff, they did a phylogenetic studies on the two chloroplast genes over several pole species, and they verified that they have the closest relationship between the pole annual, pole supina, and pole inferma.
I'm just wondering why you're claiming that these two diploids are the answers.
Yeah, we did this research based on previous researches. There are morphological.
Do you believe the previous people?
Well, I have to. We all stand on the shoulder of giants, right?
But some people aren't giants.
Yeah, so previous studies have done morphological comparisons and phylogenetic comparisons based on the pole species. And we are trying to verify their results using different methodologies.
You try to prove their results wrong.
Yeah.
That's the scientific method.
Yeah, but I didn't prove them wrong.
So along those lines, now you have potentially some genomic tools where maybe you could cost effectively go in and maybe look at relationships based on, is that something you guys are thinking about doing, or is that an approach you think
that's definitely
some utility in addressing that issue?
Yeah, that's definitely what we'll look into in our future studies.
Is there, are there any other questions? Comments?
Suppose annual has different forms from totally annual to sometimes biannual.
Yes. Yes, that's a very excellent question. That's what we will look into in the future too. We actually have done the chloroplast gene, PSBA gene, in several polyannual populations, but we also find that polyinfirma is the maternal parents. But that's definitely something that we will think about, because yes, polyannual has very high phenotypic variations, and it has annual biotypes and perennial biotypes. But so far, we didn't find the evidence of Proserpina as the maternal parent.
So are there any commercial applications to this, having this information in terms of control or?
Currently, we are just using these references to design primers and markers to for the herbicide resistant detections. Yeah.
Thank you.